Blog Talk Radio.
Do you have an answer?
Okay, testing all three platforms. This is the 144K Mass Meditation of April 23rd, full moon in Scorpio. This is the Unknown Light Warrior coming to you live. And welcome, dear ones, to this, as always, critical, game-changing intervention. That's the basic nature of the 144K. We always take things to, I wouldn't say the extreme, but take things to the fullest potential and actualize the fullest potential that every astrological event allows for us. So there's more information coming in terms of the rather large ramifications of this full moon in Scorpio, and there's a strong Taurus factor in it as well. I'll get into that in a moment, which is also very interesting and major. Just know for now that the energies of the April 8th eclipse and what that has opened up isn't over. Actually, it's far from over, and that's a situation that hasn't been resolved, and there is an aspect to it that needs resolving, in case you haven't noticed. So begin the process of bringing yourself into stillness, basically into a meditative state, through slow, deep and even breaths through your nose. As information has been coming in and will continue to come in, to effectively start the mass meditation before we go up. So I'm going to be silent for a few minutes to allow you to do that. Okay, sorry about that extended delay. Hopefully it allowed you to get pretty deep. And to cut a long and somewhat complicated story short, basically there is huge, the Taurus factor. Taurus makes everything real, and what the April 8th eclipse has opened up and triggered is extremely massive in a very positive way, and basically the bigger the positivity, the more resistance for the planet and individually. Now, then, on the individual side of things, we're going to deal with that on Saturday's webinar, but we need to stabilize the planetary situation, never mind enable everything. And Taurus is what makes the massive potential of the April 8th eclipse real. That's part of the nature of Taurus. So if you've been struggling with the energies, it's because of insane amounts of resistance to what is essentially a new era, basically the era we've been waiting for. So again, it's as if the eclipse is not over at all. And the Scorpio factor is pretty much requiring us to understand some complexities, some the deeper levels of things in terms of the collective aspect of this whole situation. And it's a little bit more than just facing our biggest fears. In this case, facing humanity's biggest fear. And we're going to get into that to find out what it is, because it is blocking planetary liberation, while ultimately frustrating planetary liberation and making it pretty difficult. Obviously, these are difficult energies. We need to clear these difficult energies so we can focus on ourselves for a while until the next mass meditation, I guess. Let me see. Is there anything else that I need to, I suppose, impress upon you? As always, I guess, it's a classic situation of knowing the right question to ask when working with the teams, when working and, I guess, meddling with such powers. That makes all the difference. So, and I'll get into, with that, I don't know, important context, it's obviously more than just a preamble, with that context explained, it's time to delve deep into the mysteries, the real hidden stuff, the real hidden fears that most of us, let alone humanity, isn't even aware of, with the help of the Scorpio factor, and make the highest timeline potential of the Eclipse and Taurus factor actualize without the resistance much smoother, much quicker. Because so far, let's face it, we've been getting the lower octave aspects or results of all the astrological factors as it relates to Taurus, which is stuckness and, you know, it's fixed sign nature, not wanting to change or move or anything like that, which is keeping us pinned down essentially, at least until the 144K intervenes. And Scorpio, again, that thing that we're not even aware of. The real hidden secrets. So it's going to be interesting. Really, really interesting. And again, with that context, see yourself in that silver translucent crystal ball. Let go of doing or trying. It's more about being and witnessing. Intent does the rest. The more you do that, be in the present moment, the more your soul comes through you. In other words, your true identity. Let's make it happen. Because nothing is going to deny us our freedom, restoration of love, beauty, and abundance. Let alone galactic family reunion. Another way to put it is the post-eclipse or the eclipse. It has kind of, in a way, opened up a huge can of worms, again, that the 144K is here to clear. So time for transformation. There is a square to Pluto as well with this full moon, which is forcing destruction of the old and transformation. But we need to get in touch with what the old, so-called old or hidden, is. Really delve deep. And again, the ultimate best question that will be asked and requested when we get up there, where it's a little safer. So let me call in Gaia. And you go ahead and call in your guides if you consciously work with them. Authentic Gaia. Authentic Gaia, we call upon the one true authentic goddess, creator, Gaia. Please be here with us right here, right now. See Gaia in the middle, see her stunning, beautiful, white polar ice caps. The oceans. The clouds. Your choice of continent in front of you. See all the golden light bodies of all 144K members evenly spaced around the equator on the inside of the crystal ball. And up we go through the layers of this universe. And you see that comfortable, familiar, therapeutic, calming, centering, light or soft flashing of light of all these layers of the universe on the walls or through the walls of this crystal ball. And this is where you simply move into the right hemisphere of your brain. By simply projection with your consciousness into whatever it is that you want to see it and visualize. As we rapidly approach that last thick outer boundary of this universe, to work with overseers of multiverses to amplify the power of this single mass meditation to the equivalent of 100 mass meditations. Very intense, but that's the way the 144K rolls. Take that last glance at the next few 144K members over to your left and right. Take your last glance at Gaia in the middle. And really just let go and broaden that internal image. Adore the beautiful ice caps and blue oceans of Gaia and that soft flashing of light in the background, the golden ring of the 144K. And then all of a sudden, everything goes bright white. It's so bright, you have to squint your eyes as we reach and push through that last thick outer boundary of this universe. And we are through. You see a big ball of light that is the universe that we just left, rapidly descending beneath us, turning into a small ball of light, and we rise above a whole ocean of other small balls of light that are all the other universes within this area of this multiverse. And all that turns into a more hazier, faint kind of ball of light that is a multiverse, and we rise above a whole ocean of other multiverses. And all that disappears as well. Feel the stillness, feel the silence, add a bit of a focus on your guides if you have them. And then back on to Gaia. While I run through the standard protocols, Authentic Hod, we call upon the one true authentic light being, Bahod. Please make sure we go to you and no one else true Hod. And now look up. And through the roof of the crystal ball, you see a very small, little point of white light. It keeps on getting bigger and bigger and brighter and brighter. Until the whole roof of the crystal ball begins to light up. Still approaching it, this is profoundly high up, above all that is. And we finally reach it. We come to a sudden yet somehow gentle stop, and we slowly, lovingly push through this thick platform of light, entering essentially a very special realm above all that is. As this brightness lovingly envelops the crystal ball and Gaia and humanity, we rise above now, closes at the bottom, opens up at the top, take a deep breath, remember to breathe through your nose slowly and evenly, and just be and stay with that sacred internal witnessing. Fantastic. Now, we form a straight line behind and a little above Gaia. Now, the crystal ball peels evenly from the very top center, nice and slowly, all the way down. And if you're new, now that the crystal ball is peeling downwards, you're up at a very high level, super high frequency kind of a place. So you're going through an energetic equivalent of those decompression chamber type things that they use in deep sea, underwater, deep sea kind of travel or work. That's a crystal ball. Disappears beneath us. And again, especially if you're new, look up and establish your own connection with these light beings. As always, your mind's eye or higher self will show you, or should I say your 3D mind will just interpret it into something you have a reference point for, and that's fine. Now feel what they feel like. That also allows us to access way more power simply by not just being with them, but just being with them allows you to move even deeper into an all-powerful now, an all-powerful presence, more present with the present. And then that multiplies several times as well as you just follow along. As always, we're dealing with immense power because it's a lot of power in that alone. So feel their energy, establish your own connection. While I be quiet for a minute or two. And this is a great opportunity to really move into the right hemisphere of your brain. You utilize that, which is where it's all at, where all the answers lie. All of them, by being with this image and high up place. A simple case of actually using the limitless nature of your consciousness. Authentic God, please send us a massive wave of your energy so we can truly feel you to an undeniable, unmistakable physical level. Again, if you're new, we take the time to set the stage because the Y44K, let's just say, does the real dirty work, so to speak. Very few do. So a lot of support and protection is required. And if you're yawning, having trouble staying awake, that's merely a result of the super high frequency of these beings. And pay a little bit of attention to your higher senses around your thalamus area, center of your head. Uh, as we're all getting a good thorough cleansing, should be by being up here. Breathe, breathe evenly, deeply through your nose. As your field is being strengthened, okay. Authentic God, please send us a massive wave of your energy to our hearts. Into our hearts. Upgrade and engage the heart. Help us operate from the heart level. And pay a little bit of background attention on your chest. And as you look at them through present with the presence, this allows you to go into an even deeper, blissful meditation. Of course, that effectively already starts this global meditation. Center yourself in the heart as you're looking at them. Okay. Put a bit of glance on your own personal guides if you have them. Look all around, look at Gaia, light beings, while I quickly call in everyone else. I call upon the infinite armies of the authentic amalgam. Okay. I call upon the elders of the amalgam. Now, these beings have a direct lineage to the creator gods of this universe, specifically designed to solve the ultimate challenge of all that is, which is corralling darkness back to the light. That, it was the ultimate challenge throughout all that is. Excuse the occasional pause because there's all sorts of interesting stuff happening, being realized. We call upon the team of beings that created this universe, presenting itself as one man, referred to as Oberon, to see him as a golden beam of light. At any part of your field of vision that you see fit, repeat after me. I call upon all of my high dimensional higher selves. See him or her next to Oberon. Repeat after me. I call upon the entirety of my soul. See it appear as a almost like a distant star just up above the HOD. Really connect with it, because its purpose, it's all about fulfilling its purpose through your current incarnation. Without which your current incarnation, well, to put it in brutal terms, is a waste. And of course, we don't choose that. Okay, repeat after me. I call upon the entirety of my oversoul. See it as a bigger ball of light of a different color, perhaps, of your choice behind your soul. Connect. And lastly, repeat after me. I call upon my authentic I am presence. And feel, I suppose, kind of like a, it looks like a stream of infinite rays of light as a ring of light behind your oversoul. This trinity is profound and vast consciousness that does come through you when you, I suppose, let go with the incarnational mind through presence and stillness and detachment. In other words, the right guidance. That's my responsibility to ensure that your purpose here is fulfilled. To free the planet. Okay, authentic Legion of Light. Here we are. There is Gaia. I'm just showing them Gaia. Okay. Authentic Legion of Light, take us to the space and place of omnipresence. To achieve the equivalent of another 100 mass meditations into one. Take a brief glance at Gaia, the team's your guide, and your I am. That's fundamentally omnipresent. And everything goes really bright white. It's so bright you have to squint your eyes as we are taken to the frequency and place, like a realm of omnipresence through our conscious connection with our I am presence. It's really bright. And the brightness disappears. And there we are. Of course, everything looks the same visually. Always remember, folks, the less you try, the more detached you are, the more present you are, the easier it is. Utilize the right hemisphere of the brain through so-called imagination, one of the ultimate forms of consciousness. Okay. Okay. Authentic Legion of Light. It is April 23rd, 2024. Full moon in Scorpio. We are still very much in the midst of the April 8th, 2024 eclipse that has triggered a bit more than just new beginnings, but a massive new beginning for humanity, a whole new era for humanity and personally for all of us, especially those of us who are ready and know what's going on. It's a big watershed moment, and it's time for the Taurus element to assist it, basically, in making real the full potential, massive potential, of this April 8th eclipse. Which is manifesting, but with some jars and jolts, some difficult energies, a lot of resistance. The Scorpio factor, full moon in Scorpio, gives us an opportunity to go extremely deep before I ask the ultimate question for this now moment and circumstance. You're all being asked to show your own personal experiences of the difficult energies of today and the past few days in particular. Just share that with them, show it to them. As you're looking at them, don't have to relive it just a bit, because it can all be done in a split second. And if you need to, just say, teams, feel this, see this. Because one of the main tricks to great energy work is proper presentation, expression, showing them. Especially if you had an actual physical so-called accident, even if it seems like a mundane kind of thing, these past couple of days, show them that. Because really, it's all ultimately attacks on starseeds. And it's time to end all that garbage. Have a zero tolerance policy. Anything negative that's manifested, whether it's really coming up to the surface. I mean, if it's just a a frustration or a fear or anger, really show that to them, because we're doing it on behalf of the collective. Just for another minute. And this allows the team to scan all of humanity through us. Because at this point, the primary block to planetary liberation is fears, beliefs and programs within the shadow or subconscious field of the collective. Otherwise, the collective can't receive. If you can't receive, you can't ascend, whether it's on a personal level or collective level. Thank God for the 144K. So really sort of calmly, blissfully, meditatively tune in, settle in, go deep, show them. All these interferences of the past few days, because they are interferences. Things don't just happen. There's no such thing. Okay. So now I'm going to ask not just the teams and your guides, but all of your higher aspects, especially your I Am presences. I'm going to ask them all this ultimate question. Authentic Legend of Light. What is that last layer of the onion for planetary liberation, for galactic family, direct intervention and communication for all surface starseeds, scan and clear through us now. Unlock the full potential. And I do mean full potential of the April 8th eclipse, which is clearly having trouble opening up. Okay, so as always, the answer is right where the question is asked, although it'll be more than one layer of interference that needs to be removed from the planet or the collective for that matter. So, guys in the quarantine sphere, and just look at that. You can choose your color of what the quarantine sphere can be. And allow yourself to witness, see, what that last layer of the onion is. To unlock the true and full and highest timeline potential of the April 8th eclipse. And it feels like, you know, I can almost see, you know, the collective starseed represented by a light being trying to force open a door while there's a dark being on the other side of the door trying to keep it shut. That's basically what's going on. And before I got a chance to even finish the question, I saw a whole heap of, well, again, from far away within the quarantine sphere. I'm going to use the term black haze or black fuzz in a form of a thick ring, which is always a cross-section image, ultimately. Around the surface, primarily concentrated around the surface of Gaia, just appear. And that's what simply happens through the right question. So before you really, well, I'm going to, you know, specifically guide you to get in touch with your soul, follow its guidance very deliberately. Some of you will have already seen what your purpose is to see per your original soul talent based on this purpose. As always, transmute. You don't have to see it clearly, but anything negative or dark is typically presented as, you know, dark gray. We are working from omnipresence everywhere at once. So you transmute by turning the dark to light and then seeing it disappear. And have a bit of faith and trust in your soul and the teams for that matter. But your soul is kind of like the nearest thing. Think of it as the nearest life being to you or within you. As always, play around with background colors of the quarantine sphere. Try to see at least two of the teams on the other side, far side. If you can't see them all at once, it's fine. Some cases it's just, well, actually often, it's just a case of sticking with it in terms of holding and being internal image that transforms so-called reality. Now, there'll probably be a couple of layers of whatever interference before that last layer of the onion to freedom is found and discovered. It's going to be hidden. We are supported by the astrology, in this case Scorpio, to go deep. And if you're in that category of not particularly seeing anything, keep on showing the teams a bit more of your recent experiences over the last 2 or 3 days, you know, these difficult energies. And often, as many of you veterans know, it takes a little while to sort of, I don't know, go deep enough, I guess. To really find what really needs to be there. So invoke. For anyone who's not in the middle of something, in terms of transmutation, invoke your soul, invoke your soul purpose. Call it in and let it flow through your heart to make it all worthwhile. Because that's what it comes down to, doesn't it? Whether being here was worthwhile or not. And obviously, you're going to want to make sure it's worthwhile, to put it mildly. Makes all the difference. As we continue to settle in to the deeper realms, deeper secrets, hidden, we're letting go, and less trying seems to work the best from even deeper stillness, the mysteries, what's waiting to be discovered. To open up the door to ultimate freedom. And if it comes to what, literally say the words to your soul, show me. What am I here to do to unlock freedom for the planet? Again, on Saturday, we're going to do the individual personal version of all this. If you need to see your soul and your I am visually within the same field of vision, if you need to, if that helps, work the way your energy system is built. Honor it. And therefore honoring who you are, channel it. As in the next 5 or 10 minutes or so, we'll be able to find the final layer of the onion to plant your liberation which will probably begin with energetic liberation. Okay. That beautiful, stunning magenta colour of Gaia seems to have been restored after clearing garbage. And you don't have to get into the details or know what's what, whatever it is that you see or witness. Don't try to work it all out if you, you know, if the answers don't come at the same time, it's fine. As always, you follow the 144K motto. Transmute first, ask questions later. Okay. And again, in case you're new, because of the nature of how we work as 144K, a huge block to planetary liberation could easily be the size of a quantum particle. The power of your consciousness and the way we work allows you to see it as if it's the size of the planet itself. Again, when you really know how to work with energy, size doesn't really matter in terms of being able to see something. And of course, for those of you who don't consider yourself as energy workers, just trust and go for it, because you're in the right environment, supportive and protective environment where you can. As I'm now seeing some kind of a interesting, kind of like a tri-star structure throughout Gaia and sticking out beyond its atmosphere. Again, it's all holographic. Don't have to see things perfectly if you can't. Anyone struggling, pretend, quote unquote, to channel the full might and power of your I am through your soul. You know, we're talking pretty much infallible, unstoppable power. Use that. Open up your consciousness to that. If you don't, your consciousness, if it's at a limited level, prevents that. That's how powerful your consciousness is. Ironically, I guess, with a certain amount of detachment and non-trying. As I transmute this kind of like tri-star structure, whatever plane or quantum level or sub-quantum frequency or portal it may exist in, that's affecting the whole planet, I don't care. All I know is that I see it and it's blocking our freedom and I'm kicking against butt. In a divine way, of course, because that makes it all acceptable, doesn't it? As far as the so-called spiritual community is concerned, so go for it. Because now you can, because now it's time. Scorpio wants us to go way deep, way down to something unexpected, something we never could have imagined. So open up to that. Okay, something got transmuted there. I'm not going to get into any details or much details about what I see, because a lot of times it's just really hard to verbalize things that are not known and try to explain them in 3D terms. And that only has an interfering effect with your soul purpose and what you see. So yes, again, one of the magic of the 144K is working in unity. All together at once, but at the same time, individually, based on soul purpose and talent. And that combination of the best of both worlds frees a planet, draws galactic family communication initially before physical reunion much closer. And I mean much closer. To start removing the reliance on the usual Intel sites and platforms for information on what's going on. That needs to be start to get removed. At least for the 144K who's ready for such, shall we say, removal of reliance on Intel sites to get our own Intel directly from Galactic Family. Or off-world, whatever off-world contact team personnel is ready or waiting to contact you, literally, so that you can work direct. No need for Intel sites. So in a few moments, I'm going to kind of repeat the intent, the basics and the primary intent. Just keep on transmuting. Again, if you're new, hold the image of Gaia within a white quarantine sphere for protection and safety. See some of the teams at least, even if it's just your iron presence on the opposite side. Pick a holographic representation or holographic color of Gaia, whether it's green, violet, indigo, whatever, within the quarantine sphere. And that color, hold the intent of that color being or representing omnipresence. So all planes, I'll use the word dimensions, but that's not quite it. Anyway, all densities, namely the lower ones, spaces in between planes and densities, quantum level, subquantum level, magnetic field, morphogenetic field, what have you. And you just turn anything dark into light, watch it disappear. That's that so-called secret. So let's just keep on doing this for another 5 minutes. Feel your soul, feel your iron presence channel through you. If you don't know how to do that, quote unquote pretend, and voila, there it is. Yes, it's that simple and easy. Your job is to just allow, hold that internal vision could be the silent witness. Or in other words, remove all mental or consciousness level limitations. Open it up. As there's just massive potential that the Taurus factor with this full moon is really trying to make happen. Well, the eclipse is really trying to make it real. Obviously, we're hitting resistance, which we have zero tolerance to, zero tolerance policy. We are getting there in terms of that final layer of the onion for the planet. I'm just going to be quiet for a few minutes while you continue to channel your soul and I am. And holding that detached vision and transmission. That's what you're here for. Oh, excellent. 333 down to the second. Okay. Now let's go in, shall we say, for the final kind of move. You know, method, technique, whatever. That just totally turns things around, totally transforms things. Something that just fully actualizes, therefore respects and honors you and your potential of your true identity. And it takes a certain kind of settling into deepness, where the secrets, so-called secrets, are that gives you the opportunity to really unlock your power. Unlock your ability to have a massive impact. On this world. This planet. Keep on going deeper. As you observe. Gaia. In that white quarantine sphere, seeing some of the teams on the other end, especially your I Am presence, over on the other side,
feel the stillness, the silence.
As you take, it's as if you're floating in the silent witness of this image. In amongst this vast legion of light, with so much focused power on this one little blue planet. About to make and actually fulfill your full potential of your purpose and power. As you glance at this image, this vast landscape, therefore tuning in with the vast infinite depths of your heart, channeling your soul as a result. Take a deep breath. Feel the love through your heart. Feel your soul through your heart. Okay, now repeat after me. Authentic Legion of Light, authentic I Am Presence and Soul, authentic Hod, Oberon and Guides, from the space of omnipresence, can you scan and find that last layer of the onion to planetary liberation? Down to the physical level? Beginning with star seeds, active star seeds like us on this call. From omnipresence, see the quarantine sphere. The holographic sphere of Gaia that shows everything, omnipresence, all time and space, all frequencies, planes, densities, spaces in between, unspace, down to the subquantum level and even a bit lower than that, smaller than that, well within Planck length, all frequencies, everything. Omnipresence. Okay. Whatever comes up, turn it white. I see another structure and shape. It sort of doesn't matter per se what you see, whether it's a non-physical technology or a hidden realm that might look just like a black dot from this distance, you know, some sphere or a portal within whatever frequency or plane or spaces in between or aren't space, the size of a quantum particle that it might be that is affecting the whole entire energy field of Gaia, whatever. It's actually irrelevant. Just get rid of it. The full moon really pushes things up. Turn it white. Change background colors as needed to distinguish. Because by asking the ultimate question that we just did, the answer presents itself in a safe, protective way. And disappear it. Watch it disappear. Okay. And just see Gaia there presenting itself in that color that represents to you the goddess. So in my case, it's typically magenta, one of the goddess colors, the beautiful, pristine, clear magenta color. Okay. So before we finish up, you know, we've done what's been requested of us, which is to go all the way down, dig, dig, dig into the most hidden stuff and clear it. And we all contributed in our own unique soul talent based way, which is critical. We do the normal generic thing here. And now to finish up, we're going to, there's a lot of grubs up that the ever-increasing higher frequencies, solar flares, just keep on pushing up from whatever hidden realm that they come up. We're talking grubs, lower-level entities, medium-level entities that just jump into our fields and making our day-to-day rather difficult, very unnecessarily so. So it's time for just a broad general sweep of all this garbage. So look up at your I Am, that big ball of light. See it sort of come forward, basically, up above Gaia. And now see it, because it's omnipresent by nature, see it divide into four. So again, zoom out a little bit if you need to fit it all within the same field of vision. So divide into four, but one beneath Gaia, another one on either side of Gaia, again at a bit of a distance. So kind of miniaturize it all, for lack of a better term, if you need to. All right. Okay. All right, so what we're about to do is just gonna accelerate planetary liberation, but also just ease the tensions, ease the ridiculous amount of resistance. Because although medium and lower level entities and grubs are pretty low down the food chain, that can be quite the pain in the neck. And interestingly, that's reflective with what's going on the physical. It's the lower levels, in other words, the operative levels of the cabal that are being cleared and being quite a pain in the neck. You know, okay, so now see the quarantine sphere disappear and just see Gaia kind of like all that is aspect of Gaia, especially the lower density and frequencies down to the subquantum level and in between space, non-space, all frequencies of the physical plane as well. So pick your color that to you represents Gaia and omnipresence. And now see a beam of light. And this is quite the fire hose beam of light here, to put it mildly. Come down from your iron presence, but also come up from the other ball of light that is your iron presence, from beneath Gaia. So there's two incomprehensible beams of light, sort of, I'm going to use the word, smashes into and meet where Gaia is. Because there's a lot up. There's a lot up. Yeah, solar flares clears them, but not after we cop it. And, you know, enough's enough. Totally unnecessary. So see that? Go for it. And now, see the two balls of light that is, for lack of a better term, your other I am presence on the left and the right, I guess, shoot out beams of light. Into Gaia and meeting in the middle within Gaia. And this sort of, okay, expand your consciousness here, okay? Really expand it. No boundaries, no limitations to unlock far more power. The beams of light kind of pass through each other. As if they're going into the other ball of light, I am presence on the other side, respectively. And it is and all of our I am presences can be at the same spot as the I am presence of all the other 144K members, because again, you're dealing with powers that has no limitation, and it's really important to grasp that at the incarnational mind, adult mind level, that allows it to be actualized. Again, high levels of consciousness, which is what we're exercising in a, I suppose, pioneering, adventurous way, that's what unleashes freedom and love. The usual, going beyond your boundaries, where freedom lies, where the treasures are. And if it helps, you can see your four respective I am presences. It's kind of like portals, because the I am is a difficult thing to describe, as you can imagine. We're just concentrating it and using it as using it in a certain way. With our physical level consciousness, in a pioneering way that, once again, creates a revolution is what's coming to mind. And this will allow far more cosmic energies to come in. Just allow, just open up, just let go. Just let the intent in your true power of your consciousness, just to let it do its thing. And this is causing such an intensity of cleansing throughout the planet that throughout Gaia, all time and space, spaces in between, all frequencies of all densities, and down to and beyond the subquantum level, well within Planck length, at all frequencies and densities, and hidden realms, hidden portals, hidden technologies, let alone the primary quantum anomaly, let alone grubs, you know, negative entities. It's cleansing it to an extent that's hard to verbalize. So go deep. By going deep, it kind of allows the mind to kind of let go. And kind of occasionally feel the insane, incomprehensible amounts of inertia coming from each beam, cleansing, transmutational beam of light from each respective I am presence. Just go right through Gaia. In the middle, you can hardly see Gaia. All you see is this constant flaring of light is the best way I can describe it. You know how you would initially strike a match and there's an initial flare of light before it settles into a nice soft flame at the end of the matchstick? Visualize that, and all grubs and lower-level, mid-level entities just vaporizing in an instant. Quantum anomaly, sub-quantum anomaly, vaporizing in an instant. Play full out, because now you can. It's time. The time has arrived. The old adage, nothing's more powerful than an idea whose time has arrived. You've heard it 100 times. So go for it and enjoy, meditate on this image. You know, zoom in, zoom out, float around. Really let this intent that we've all set in unity rip and roll through anything. And see what micro images come up, which is often interesting. Big opportunity here, and we're only going to do this for another 5-10 minutes at the most. And this will really hugely raise the frequencies, but without getting whacked. Really meditate on this, play around, see the occasional whatever light being on the other side as your primary focus is on this quadrant. You could call it a matrix of I am presence, focused power. They can only be actualized by using consciousness from the physical level a certain way. Really go for it, as I'm going to, you know, let you have fun with this as you just settle in and enjoy this actualization of reality just at a higher level. And just zapping anything and everything dark, whatever level, especially throughout the surface area. At all frequencies, lower densities, planes, spaces in between, unspace, null zone, totally vaporizing in an instant, whatever remaining deeply hidden technologies, little tiny little dark spheres, temporal bubbles, or dark portals. Because we are everywhere at once. See all sorts of grubs being swept away, transmuted. Quantum anomaly, sub-quantum anomaly. Whatever tiny portals may be left within the ripples of time-space continuum. Hold that intent. Clear the lot. Just for another 5 minutes. and then we'll officially close this 144K full moon mass intervention. Really go for it now. Make the most of the last 2 or 3 minutes. Let's go for it. Clearing crap, clearing garbage. Quantum and subquantum anomaly. Throughout all spaces, frequencies, realms, and everything in between. Omnipresence. Really go for it, intensify it, intensify it. If you need to, you can focus on one beam from one direction at a time, and we're really raising more and more the overall frequency of the planet to much better, much higher timelines, literally. Cleanse, cleanse, cleanse. Especially the primary anomaly and subquantum anomaly and grubs. Throughout the physical plane at this point. And if it works for you, because for some of you it won't work, vent or express any anger, intolerance of the difficult energies that you may have experienced these past few days, and harness that energy to really cleanse things, to really hold that visual focus. For the last 60 seconds, go for it. Quote unquote, imagine the surface of the planet, lower densities of the physical plane throughout the surface, just obliterating, melting away, grubs, quantum and subquantum anomaly. occasional black portal. Go for it. Let's do it. Let's transform the world, because the square, this full moon's square to Pluto, is obviously forcing the issue. And hey, who are we to argue? If it helps, look up at your own presence, your guides, the hive, and say, transformation now. Energetic revolution now. Because who are we to argue with Uranus and Jupiter conjunction? Hey, we're just honoring the astrology here. Don't look at us. You know, it's important to have a tongue-in-cheek kind of sarcastic sense of humor here. And for those of you that are really having fun with this, hey, you can keep on doing this for another 5-10 minutes. I'm just bringing things to a close now, officially anyway, because I'm doing my hardest to shorten the length of these 144K mass interventions that is transforming a world. Now, feel each of these four beams of light that has such a profound stinging effect that nothing can even come close to these beams of light, let alone what's going on at the middle intersection throughout Gaia. All right, well done. So I'll bring this critical game-changing intervention that's really raised the timelines to an official close, at least here on the physical. The usual applause that I can feel from seemingly all that is being felt, do receive that, because they really hoping and wanting you to receive that and feel their love and gratitude. You know, because there's all sorts of worlds and kingdoms on the non-physical planes, whether it's the fairy kingdom, elemental kingdom, animal kingdom, Alvin kingdom, on the astral and etheric planes. You know, we're doing them a massive favor as much as we're doing ourselves a massive favor. Really feel their love and appreciation. Immense gratitude, almost to the point of tears. That's how grateful they are. And of course, on the physical, we're saving lives of military operatives, inner earth operatives, off-world operatives, making things so much easier for them. And, yeah, what can I say? What can they say? Well done. An immense. Jubilation level of well done. And do receive that. again, higher frequencies, especially much higher frequencies, really, or typically, brings up deep internal stuff because the extra light forces it up, and you will get help on that on probably this Saturday's live clearing webinar. Just watch out for that email. And all that is, physical and non-physical, is saluting you. Because it has been difficult energies that has been triggered by the April 8th eclipse, Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, Scorpio full moon, that is really forcing energetic revolution initially for inevitable 3D physical revolution. And I really want us starseeds to get the direct benefits of that now, this week. Things are in the works for that. So well done, everybody. Thank your I Am Presence. Thank the teams and your guides. Receive my love and the love of the legendary Astara. Because this is real and this is such a big deal. And you can walk off with a smile now. So watch your inbox. Big hugs to you all, beloved ones. This is the Unknown Light Warrior, officially ending this April 23rd, full moon in Scorpio intervention.